And what perfect timing for our pigskin panel. Tim Kalashaw from the Dallas Morning News. Howdy, Tim.
Hello, fellas.
Hi, Tim.
And hey. your buddy or Ooh. Your...
Colleague.
Colleague, I guess. Sometimes your sparring partner. David Moore joins us now from New Orleans. Hey, David.
Thank you for having me on this little experiment you're doing with Tim.
Oh, this little experiment that 6 weeks after it began, these three claimed the major market personality.
I'm tired of hearing that,
No correlation.
Let's conflate
people don't know
those
is like intentional grounding got the late night Marconi, which isn't as well publicized.
Yeah, I haven't heard about that
one. It's kind of like the Emmys that. Where they read about 12 categories that no one cares about before the Emmys ever start.
Congrats. That's where they get the late night. Yeah, congrats, David. That's awesome.
Very nice.
Thanks, man.
Well, every week has its challenge, and we've said this several times. Hey, tonight's going to tell us something. What is tonight going to tell us about this Cowboys team? I think this is a really good indicator to see. Like Troy was saying earlier this week, he still thinks they're a good team. Well, despite all the obstacles you've been dealing with the last couple of weeks, it's show us you're a good team tonight.
Yeah, and they're a better team than the team they're playing. So I think even with the challenges they have, they're slightly an odds-on favorite. They should do it if they play a solid game. But how many of those little things... And I don't mean it's a little thing. It's kind of a big thing when your head coach isn't there. How many of those different things they're dealing with? Is everybody who's coming back fine? Is DeMarcus Lawrence going to play 40 plays, 25 plays? What's he going to do? All those things you don't really know about. And at the same time, the other side is getting, it looks like, Alvin Kamara back, and that's enormous for them. So it's just a weird game for them to kind of, it feels like, you're almost stumbling into it. You know, I guess they're used to by now playing the Thursday after Thanksgiving. They've been doing it almost a decade, I think. But it's still weird, like, to have another Thursday game.
Yeah.
I think the league was surprised to find out they were playing on Thursday when they suspended Tristan Hill on Monday. So, we don't normally suspend players 3 days before a game. So it's a real good opportunity because the Saints are – more beat up than they are, but it's just kind of a wild card of a game.
David, have you had flashbacks to last year with the virtual press conferences this week, and the Cowboys have had to have virtual meetings? It's been kind of an odd week, hasn't it?
Everything virtual. We're not allowed to go to the Star. It was dropped back into
David enjoys that aspect of it.
Well, yeah, I wasn't complaining about that as I did it from my study. But, even last year we were allowed on the Star just in another side of the building, and they sat in front of the TV on another side of the building, and we talked to them. This week they said, we're not even going to mess with that. Just call. We'll set up a call for you. George, I'll go back to how you framed this question going in, which I think is interesting, because you said, we think they're a good team. You know, I think over the first 6 to 8 weeks of the season, everyone became convinced by what we saw on the field that this was a good team.
Yeah.
That really wasn't in question. And the way they've played in three of these last four games, the way they have not physically responded to the challenge of being smacked down by Kansas City, it does raise the question of, is this the team we thought we saw early in the season? And while New Orleans is struggling and all of that, I thought after they lost to Kansas City, the only regular season win they could pick up the rest of the way that would kind of return that swagger or make them feel good about themselves as being a top echelon team was Arizona on January 2nd. I think for different reasons now, with all of the issues that face them going into this game, even though the Saints are a team that have lost four straight, I think if Dallas wins this game, it would do more for their confidence than any other victory they could pick up during the regular season other than that Arizona game. So I think it's pivotal, because I think if they lose this game, now suddenly you're looking at two road games in the division, and an assumption that you were going to win the division really is out the window then.
The Saints are in flux at the quarterback position. Offensively, a lot of unknowns tonight. But defensively, they're very good, especially against the run. They allow the fewest yards per rush in the NFL. Dallas has had a problem at times running the ball these last few games, and with Zeke a little banged up, and who knows what the offensive line shows tonight. Is this going to be a game where the Cowboys give up on the run early, or is this a game where they should continue to try to run? How do you guys feel about that dynamic that we've been talking about since the Tampa Bay game?
My question will continue to be, is this the game where Kellen Moore puts the best running back on the field more often?
Yeah.
Which he refused to do in the last game. I know David thinks he did it a little, but he got away from it and went back to Zeke in the fourth quarter, went back to Zeke in overtime when Zeke is clearly not 100%. And he hasn't had a good game for 3 or 4 weeks, and the other guy had a 100-yard kickoff return run right by you. You might say, that guy's got a little burst today. We need to get him out there. I would think against the Saints, Pollard's got to have more touches than Zeke. I imagine our reporter from the Star here will tell me I'm wrong, but I can't imagine why that wouldn't happen tonight.
Is there a better back in the league at blitz pickup than Ezekiel Elliott? Well, I think you've answered.
That's
going to
be on his Hall of Fame plaque.
Yeah, noted blitz pickup artist Ezekiel Elliott, first class Hall of Fame. And people who say what has happened to this team, why is it not what we saw before? In my mind, it all starts with the deterioration of the run game. And look, Kellen Moore, NFL offenses today lean toward the pass. That's their default mode. But I think what you saw is when this ground game started struggling with, moving some people around in the offensive line, Elliott clearly bothered by that bone bruise, not having the burst, them convincing themselves, well, we want to play Pollard more, but if we have Zeke in there, they don't know if we're going to run or pass, and they're more likely to victimize Pollard and pass protection. They just use all that as, on this play, that means we should pass. On this series, it means we should pass. And you look up at the end of the game, and like they said last week, the plan was for Tony Pollard to have 25 touches. He didn't come close to that. So I think Kellen Moore, as good as he's been this year, has to fight his inclination to always lean toward the pass call is better than a run call. Now, I know his response would be, well, look, whenever you give the ball to Elliott on first and 10, we're looking at second and 8, and that narrows the playbook. Well, don't give it to him on first and 10. Give it to Pollard or throw it and then work back to the run. So I think they know all of this, but it's just in the heat of the moment to say, no, we can run it here, and they just don't have that confidence right now, and it's really permeated their offense.
My short answer to Craig's question should have been, with Cooper and Lamb back and Tyron Smith back, they're going to throw the hell out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I think.
With Cooper back, we'll see if he's 100%.
Hasn't practiced, right?
Hasn't practiced. Mm-hmm. CeeDee Lamb, coming back from a concussion. It kind of dawned on me, I guess I needed to see the 100-yard kickoff return again when I went back and looked at the Raiders game. Pollard's basically doing something that it's rarely been done since Gale Sayers, to return kicks and be a force in the backfield to average, 7 yards a carry. I think right now you find ways, like David said, if it's 25 times, 20 times, it's not always a run between the tackles, but you find a way to get that dude the ball, because right now, going into the Saints game, he may be your best offensive weapon.
And I think, to me, it just feels like there's a fear to do that, and it doesn't have to be, it shouldn't be there, because it doesn't have to be an acknowledgement that Zeke isn't any good anymore. Zeke is hurt. Zeke hurt his knee whenever he did a month ago, and he's not 100%. So if Pollard touches it more for a game or two, it doesn't mean a changing of the guard. It just means Pollard is, you can just look at it as Pollard is better right now. He gives us a better option. That should be the Cowboys coach's viewpoint of it, but they seem real scared to get to that point.
And what did you hear about Pollard when he was taken? He was an Alvin Kamara starter kit. Yeah. That is why they were so intrigued by him, because look at how the Saints use Kamara. We envision using Pollard the same way. Now, I understand it's a different coaching staff, but I would argue this coaching staff is better equipped to use him in a Kamara role. So do it.
Outside of the Atlanta game, since he's come back from the calf injury, Dak has been a little off. He got it together late in the game against the Raiders, but something is not quite right with him. Are you able to diagnose what's going on?
No. So that's the first part of the answer. I thought watching the Raiders game, you saw him, you know, he might have had different feelings about Amari Cooper not being there then than he had in Kansas City. He seemed to be getting very frustrated with some of the receivers he was having to throw to. And, you know, he's like, where are my receivers? I thought against the Chiefs he was bad. I thought the first play of the game when Michael Gallup's open, that's normally a pass Dak's not going to overthrow by 5 yards.
Right.
Last week was so bad for the team. I didn't really come away from that thinking, boy, Dak was terrible. It was such a bad game for the defense. I mean, it was hard to think about much else. But
and he wasn't terrible.
No, he wasn't terrible, but he hasn't been really good. Mm-hmm. And he ought to be able to rise up a little bit. These other receivers are decent, and he's got his tight ends, and he's got backs to throw to. So, he shouldn't have to have everything perfect around him to succeed. And that's kind of the feeling I got watching the last game, is he wants his A team back out there because it's not working with these guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought he was very. What had we seen from him this year? He was very decisive, very quick with his going through his progressions. I thought Kansas City, with the looks they disguised, confused him a little bit. It seemed to me like he was looking around to see where to go, especially in the second half after Lamb was gone. And then last week, I got a sense it was more frustration. So, you know, this is the first time these three receivers will have been together since the first game of the season. And I would doubt that Amari Cooper is going to play a full complement, given as long as he's been gone and the fact that he was hacking up a lung in the training room. Ooh. 2 days ago when he went in there.
Familiar.
You know, it just shows you what a fine line there is, because everything looked so good in this offense. And from the calf strain on, we've seen different things happen, and now suddenly you're starting to go, well, that's not working here, so that's why it's not working there. And it just shows you when you're rolling offensively and people say, oh, well, you had a bad game or two, you'll get back to what you were. That's not always necessarily the case, and we're certainly seeing that with this Cowboys offense. That being said, they were the reason that Dallas lost the Kansas City game. The defense was the reason they lost the Las Vegas game. And both of those units didn't give the other side of the ball much chance to win those games. So I don't think that's the complimentary football that Mike McCarthy has always
played. No. Well, and we gave these guys a lot of praise through the first 6 or 7 weeks. The offensive line, the parts have switched around, and just the overall play to me, from running the ball to protection, just I think that's affected some of Dak's throws. I think it certainly affected the ground game. Did we overrate the offensive line in the first half, thinking, oh, they got it figured out now?
I think probably just David would know better, but I think Terrence Steele, his first couple games, he seemed so good. It's like, okay, we don't miss a beat here. Just put him out here. And now we've seen a change there. There's always been problems up the middle all year. That hasn't gone away, no matter how you shuffle your Connors. It's still the same center as well. So, yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's not the best offensive line, and I think a lot of times it's probably not a top 10 offensive line.
And what happened with Steele, where you got comfortable with him on the right side and went, oh, well, you know, he's a little better than I thought. We can make this work. Then he had to move to the left side,
right,
because of Tyron Smith, and now he completely lost what he was giving you. And, you know, when he came back on the right side, he didn't look that good either after two games at the left. So the lack of continuity in the offensive line as the season has unfolded has caught up with them here as well.
And do they have either offensive line coach of the game tonight?
No, they had their tight ends coach.
Okay, well, that's fine. He's close. He knows
close
how
enough.
He knows how to crouch.
One okay. spot over.
Yeah, that's really interesting when you're missing some people on the coaching staff. Let's talk about
six
that.
Six coaches tonight.
Six coaches out, including the head coach. I know Kalishaw's answer to that.
Tim's what will Tim be thinks it doesn't make any difference at
the
all.
The line moved the other direction.
Of missing Mike McCarthy. Let's talk about coaching here in 4 minutes.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.